measure in at?
6'5", 303 pounds.
Did you say, I'm sorry, 303?
Yes.
What did you play at? What did you play at this year?
I played at 303.
Evan, do you see yourself more in a 4th defensive tackle than a 4-3? Could you play nose tackle? Do you have him at 3-4?
I think I'm very scheme diverse. I think I can play both a 4-3 and a 3-4. Just because I don't see the 5 technique being that much different from playing the 3 technique. And also, I feel as though I can play the 1 technique too.
What do you think you can credit your improvement in your season this last season? Pretty big jump.
Just put more focus in the football. I learned how to watch tape better with my defensive line coach, and I just put a lot more hours than I did the previous year into getting ready for games.
How hard was it? I mean, obviously last season there were so many off the field distractions. How were you guys kind of able to keep your focus throughout
the night? Well, like you said, it was very hard, but when we signed up to go to Penn State, we signed up to play football, and we let the off the field issues handle themselves, and we just focus on Saturdays.
Devin, what is it that allows you to play the
5-3? Just because when I went to Penn State, Coach Johnson let me get a taste of all the different positions on the line. And I practiced hand when I first got to Penn State, and then I moved on to the 3 technique my sophomore year, and I played both the 3 and the 1. And then for my senior year, I played the majority of the 3 technique. So I got a taste of every last position on the defensive line.
And the 3 similar to the 5?
Right. Just as you don't have as much space as a 3 technique as you do a 5. But.
Devin, were you back on campus for the memorial to Joe Buck?
Yes, I was. I got a chance to go back up there for the memorial. I didn't get a chance to make it to the funeral.
Was there one image or something from that time that'll stick with you the rest of your life?
I think something I just learned from being back at the memorial is that what I experienced playing on the Joe Paterno, people that played back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, they all had similar stories. So that just showed you that he remained the same coach the whole time through his tenure there at Penn State. He was just able to adapt to football as it changed over time.
Where did you travel from to get back to school?
Miami.
Can you talk about maybe your personal feelings towards Paterno and what you thought
of him? I think highly of Coach Paterno. I think he's the reason why I am who I am today. Being under his program, it helped me grow as a person, and it helped me grow as a football player and also become the father that I am today.
Can you talk about that defense? I mean, that Nittany Lions defense was so good all year. I mean, what do you guys think made it be good step up this year to perform that way?
Because of the previous year, we didn't feel as though we did a great job. We didn't think that we played that Penn State defense. So we went into spring ball, we went to training camp. We wanted to make sure that we was known as one of the best defense in the country. So like I said, I did to grow personally as a team. We just put in a lot more hours on and off the field just to prepare ourselves for the season.
Do you think that kind of got overshadowed towards the end of the season? I mean, obviously it was such a strong year. People weren't really talking about how good you were.
Yeah, we think it got overshadowed, but it was for good reason, though. Like, it was a big thing that happened at Penn State. We understood how the media was going to catch on to it. But like I said, we just try to focus on football as much as possible.
Devin, for you personally, you went from starting a guy in a rotation to being a first-round pick, like top 10 pick. What was the difference going from your junior year into your senior year that developed into this pretty Big Ten player and potential first round pick?
Because I think I had a very average year my junior year, and I don't strive for being mediocre. I try to be the best that I can be. So I put in a lot of overtime during the offseason just to prepare myself to be one of the best in the country for my senior year and make my mark at Penn State.
Did you know going into your senior year that you were ready to kind of really break out in spring?
I kind of felt that after my bowl game in my junior year when we played against Florida, and I thought I was able to play with the best of them because I played against a top 15 pick in their center. And that right there just springboarded me into the following season.
Now you've got a few teammates who are going through this process with you. Have you been working out with some of your defensive teammates and preparing together?
No, actually we trained at all different facilities for the off season. Right now, I train with mostly the University of Miami boys down in Miami at Pete Margaritos, but we're spread all over the country.
You still talk though?
Yeah, most definitely.
How important was it for you to be healthy for most of the season? I know you're in the bowl, and you weren't, but for most of the season, I know early in the career that kind of stunted.
Right. It was big. I think just being healthy my final 3 years at Penn State was big for me because I got a chance to actually get on the field and learn college football because the first 2 years really held me back. But I was able to grow mentally in those 2 years. But being healthy my senior year was big because I was able to go out there every week and perform my best for my team.
Was it frustrating those first 2 years?
Yeah, it was very frustrating, man. Just because I battled my way back into 9 months of rehab from my ACL just to tear, to break my fibula the next season. It was hard on me, but I just kept my faith and kept pushing forward, and it paid off for me.
Do you feel like you're the best defensive tackle? If so, what makes you the best?
I think hands down I'm the best defensive tackle in this draft. Just because I feel as though that I wanted more, and I was able to take over a lot of games this season. And just the production that I had, I was able to disrupt plays even if I wasn't making statistics, as in tackles or sacks, if I was able to disrupt the play.
Your reaction to the analysts that say this is a weak defensive tackle class?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. We have our film to prove that we're not a weak defensive class, and we have this weekend to prove that we're not a weak defensive class, so we have time to prove them wrong.
One of the Big Ten's linemen said that you were the best defensive lineman they were up against. I guess, what does that mean to you?
That means a lot to me. Like I said, I strive to be great. And when you get compliments like that, that just lets you know that all your hard work is paying off.
Have you had any interaction with
who's the toughest guy you went up against?
I think the toughest guy I went up against was actually one of my own teammates, Johnny Troutman, just because we've been at Penn State for 4 years together. So he knew all of my moves and all of my tendencies. So when we went up to him, it was just head to head. He was more physical.
Have you had any interaction with Bill O'Brien or any reaction to him being hired?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to Coach O'Brien yet.
Florida State linebacker.
Because when I went up there for Jordan Memorial, he was preparing for the Super Bowl. So hopefully when I get back up there for Pro Day, I can have a chance to sit down and talk with him.
Did you have any thoughts on him being hired coming from the Patriots?
I think it was a great hire. The feedback that I'm getting from my former teammates says that he's a very enthusiastic coach and he pushes him to the limit. So I think that's what you want to see in the coach. I think main concern was just him upholding the tradition of Penn State and what Joe Paterno had implemented there. And I think he's going to do a great job of that, but also throwing a little bit of his flavor as expected.
Are you having a lot of teams ask you about the experience of what happened off the field on campus there this year and what you learned from it?
I haven't had a chance to talk to any teams yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a lot of those questions. I'm ready to answer them.
What will you tell them? What will you tell them?
What would I tell them?
Yeah, what did you gain from that experience, if anything?
I think just how to face adversity. You never expect adversity when you're going through life, but just because we was able to get through that and we was hit so hard, blindsided by it, and we was able to make it through, I think that all helped us grow as men and just help us get over challenges that we face in life.
Devin, you've been on Twitter lately saying things like, you're not in it for the money, you're not in it for the fame, you talk about your daughter a lot. Do you feel like you have a different motivation maybe than compared to some other people about what drives you to be it?
I think what drives me is that when I first started playing football, whenever I do something, I'm very competitive. I want to be the best at it. So when I got injured my 2 years at Penn State, a lot of people said that I wouldn't be the same player as I was when I showed up on campus. And I think that drove me just to prove everybody wrong. And to this day, I don't think I'm where I need to be right now. I want to make my mark in the NFL just as I did at Penn State and become one of the best.
Was that Marquise Pouncey you went up against in the bowl game? And you felt like you held your own against him?
Most definitely.
Now, does it help you? The Penn State brand is obviously so respected in the NFL. Do you think that's kind of an advantage that you had as you go into the draft?
I would like to think so. I think Coach Paterno really groomed us into fine young men. He let us understand what life is all about. And I think that puts us at an advantage over a lot of people because a lot of universities focus on just football, whereas Penn State focus on football, academics, who just groom you as a man.
You mentioned Coach Johnson and his effect on you.
Right.
What, and he's produced, there's been a lot of Eli when I'm at Penn State the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. What makes him a good coach?
Because he's going to pull the best out of you. One of the things I learned from Coach Johnson is when you see players get injured, coaches tend to forget about them and just move on to the next person. Unfortunately, that was 2 years back-to-back, which gave Coach Johnson every reason to go find the next D-tackle out there and just move on. But he stuck by my side the whole time, and I think he pushed me harder than he did any other player there just because he wanted me to prove all my critics wrong. So I just learned that he was a great coach, but he was even better person, even better man.
You feel like, father already, you've gone through many years at Penn State there, gone through adversity, just with your injuries, done the paternal thing, that you have probably gone through a lot
Crimson
more.
Tide, defensive tackle, Josh Chapman, podium
being. You were here working out, trying to impress other people.
I've been through a lot as I've been at Penn State, but I think that just helped me grow mentally. It's helped me face a lot of obstacles that I've already faced and I'm going to face in the future. I don't know. I just think that's going to benefit me a lot moving on.
You're a confident young man.
You know,
against a lot of linemen who are here today, the offensive linemen who are Big Ten, your success against them contribute to that confidence?
I think it contributes to my confidence. When I step on the field, I feel like I'm the best lineman on that field, and I'm going out there to try to prove it. But I also had the help of a lot of my teammates who feed me up a lot because of their play. So I wouldn't give all the credit to my confidence. I would give it a lot to game planning with the coaches, and game planning with my other teammates, and also the play of my other teammates.
The first game after the Nebraska game,